It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. If Hugo Chavez completes the term that he won on Sunday, he will have ruled Venezuela for 20 years. The longtime president captured another term despite a strong challenge. An opposition united behind a young former governor did not have the votes to win. So Chavez gets another 6 years to consolidate his socialist changes to the country that is now estimated to have the world's largest oil reserves. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Caracas.
It was the toughest challenge to his rule that he'd received in years. A young, vigorous candidate whose election would have ended President Chavez's self-proclaimed revolution. But when the votes were counted Sunday night, Chavez had won with 54.4% of the vote to 44.9% for Enrique Capriles. Shortly before midnight, Chavez led the throngs outside the presidential palace in singing the national anthem. He told them this was the beginning of his next term, which goes through 2018. And the crowd responded with their signature chant, "Hey ho, Chavez won't go." Speaking from a balcony, Chavez described his victory as the perfect battle. "We've shown, comrades," Chavez said, "that our democracy is one of the world's best." 40-year-old Enrique Capriles Radonsky conceded soon after the voting results were issued.
"Quiero también felicitar al candidato, al presidente de la República."
"I want to congratulate the president. Send him our compliments," Capriles said. The campaign, though, heavily favored Chavez. The president controls much of the televised airwaves in Venezuela, receiving ample positive coverage. He also controls billions in oil profits that were used for giveaways like new apartments and appliances. What Capriles had going for him was his energy and his message that the country was suffering from many problems that Chavez had not resolved since his rule began in 1999. People were clearly excited about voting and even applauded as polling stations opened, like this one in a leafy Caracas neighborhood. Fabiana Hernandez had come out to vote for Capriles.
"It's been 14 years of economical crisis, violence, crime, destruction of the private industry, and I believe and I have the complete certainty that if Capriles Radonsky wins, there is a way to reconstruct my country."
It's true that the polls showed that people across all economic classes are worried about high crime, and that blackouts and food shortages are also concerns. But in the end, the results showed that Chavez retained enough of a loyal base, over half of all voters. Those supporters are also willing to overlook that 58-year-old Chavez has been ill, recovering from a cancerous tumor the president says was removed earlier this year. Residents of poorer neighborhoods, like truck driver Javier Piñango, believe Chavez will deliver a better life for them. "He's been doing it for 14 years, Piñango says. There's no other option. There's no other candidate who can measure up. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.